Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Are you going to spend another night with Satan controlling your life? Is this your night to get rid of that stinking frog in your life? Turn with me tonight to the book of Exodus, chapter 8. Now, some of you may have heard this. A lot of people have preached it. I mean, it's went all over America, from the East Coast to the West Coast, the North to the South. It's a powerful message, and I believe you'll be blessed by it. Moses has gone toward the nation of Egypt under the command and the authority of God's word. He's gone to a man named Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. God has said it's time for them to be delivered. Tonight is your night of deliverance. It's time for you to get out of drugs if you're not saved. Get out of drinking. It's time for you to get in the Word of God. It's time for you, if you're sick tonight, to get healed. It's the night of deliverance. You're going to be blessed by it. Exodus chapter 8, verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Notice God says you got to serve him. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite the border with frogs. I'm talking frogs, major frogs. I'm talking ribbit, ribbit, frogs everywhere. I'm talking frogs, man. How many of y'all ever eat frog legs? Hold your hand up. Y'all like those? You ever wonder what they do with the rest of the frog? Do they put them in little wheelchairs and they go across the world just a begging? You just eat his legs and leave his body there. He said he's going to smite the place with frogs. Verse 3, and the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house and into thy bedroom. No, into thy bedchamber. I mean women sleeping in frogs crawling up their nightgowns. I'm talking, my God, you look and there's a frog in your pajamas saying, ribbit, ribbit. I'm talking frogs everywhere, bedchamber. And upon thy bed, they're sleeping with you, glory to God. Big old bug eyed, you go to kiss your wife and wham, a frog get between you and her. And into the house of thy servants and upon thy people, and into thy oven. You can't even bake bread without a frog coming out. And into thy kneading trough. My God, even smushing them in the bread. And the frog shall come up both on thee. That means they're going to get on your body. And upon thy people and upon all thy servants. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up. They heard it, brother. They said, come on. I mean, they heard the cry of God. And covered the land of Egypt. And the magician did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me. In other words, I'm sick and tired of frogs. I get up in the morning, I see frogs. I go to the bathroom, I see frogs. I lay down, there are frogs in my pajamas. There are frogs in my wife's nightgown. There are frogs in the closet. There are frogs everywhere. I try to brush my teeth and I got to knock a frog off the brush. There's frogs. I'm talking major frogs here. Ribbits everywhere. Ribbit, ribbit, I mean everywhere. He's sick and tired of frogs. Now watch this. He said, take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, glory over me. When shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people? In other words, when you want to get rid of these frogs, boy? I am ready. I got the power. I brought them here. I can take them out. To destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only. And Pharaoh said, and he said, tomorrow. Title of this sermon, one more night with them lousy frogs. Just another night with a frog. Just another night. Jesus said, by his stripes you were healed 2,000 years ago. Are you going to spend another night with cancer? Are you going to spend another night with diabetes? Are you going to spend another night with high blood pressure? Are you going to spend another night, my God, with crippling arthritis? Are you going to spend another night with Satan controlling your life? Is this your night to get rid of that stinking frog in your life? When do you want me to get rid of these frogs? tomorrow. Don't that sound like the church? They're always trying to put it in the future. Well, when God gets ready, God's been ready for centuries. The Lord spoke to me not long ago. I was preaching. He said, I'll save as many people as you can believe for. I'll heal as many people as you can believe for. I said, well, God, what are we going to do? He said, what are you prepared to do? Are you willing to fast and pray? Are you willing to feast and pray? Are you going to fast and pray and believe my word? What are you willing to do? Because I can only work through a vessel that's willing to let me work through him. Now think about that. And I don't know about you people, but how many of y'all enjoy getting your prayers answered quickly? I enjoy it when you're hungry, when you want to eat, when you want a new dress, when you want it, ladies, when you want a new motorcycle, when you want it. No! I thought that would get extra. Thinking, praise God. And verse 10, and he said, tomorrow. Notice, he puts it another day away. And he said, be it according, verse 10, to thy word. In other words, it was all up to Pharaoh to get rid of those things immediately. But he had to spend another night with them lousy frogs. Another night to be bothered with something that's nothing called pestilence. He said, be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. And the frog shall depart from thee and from thy houses and from thy servants and from thy people. They shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. And Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. And the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps. And the land stank. I'm talking frogs here. Now, I want you to picture in your mind frogs. Lots of frogs. How many of y'all enjoy frogs? I could tell I didn't get anybody to respond. Most people don't like frogs. Every once in a while, we have a plague of frogs in Louisiana because it's so tropical. We get them little green frogs. It wasn't long ago. I very seldom sleep at home, you know, because I'm on the road all the time. But I love it when I get to my house and I can sleep in my bed. Now, I've got one of those high beds. I got what you call a rice bed. In other words, you got to jump up in the thing. You got to have stairs to get up into it. And you go to get out, and you're standing on your feet when you just go out. You ought to see Kathy get up there. I ain't going to tell you how she gets up there, but she does. And man, I said, I'm enjoying myself. I'm home, glory to God. And I'd see these little sticky green frogs outside, and I'd try to open my door, and I'd just knock a few of them off. Get out of here. Get out of here. So I'd sleep, and I always keep a little cassette player. Like sometimes the Lord would give me a sermon in a dream. He'll just give me something, and I'll wake up, and I'll grab my little cassette player and say, and I'll record it. I'm going to preach this when I wake up. And I cut it off and put it on the side instead of having a pencil and a pen to write it. And now watch this. And I would just, you know, I woke up, and I reached over to get my little cassette thing, and there was a little green frog looking at me. You know, it's weird to touch it. Now, you know, you go, God, what is that? And he was just there, and I thought, what are you doing? And I'm pretty sure I could see it in his eyes. He says, I'm getting out the rain. That's a dumb question to ask what he's doing. He's getting out of the rain. Glory to God. So, man, I just got up, went to the door, and just flung him off my little cassette thing. And I thought, my God. And you know, when you see one, you think there are others. You know, your mind begins to play tricks on you. You think there are others. You start looking around. Now, I've got these pajamas that Kathy been trying to throw away for years. They're ugly. You got to tie them with a knot to hold them on. I just like them, okay? I just like them. I know they're trash, but I like them. Hallelujah. I'll tie a knot and bless God. Man, I begin to look around, you know, because they got a lot of room in them. You know, I can do this and they don't even move. I can just almost turn. I mean, they're ugly. They're terrible. Don't look at me weird. You got some yourself. Some of you are wearing some while you're here. No, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, notice this. I mean, I'm looking all around, make sure there's not no. I sure didn't want to get no frogs on them sheets because I know Kathy come out of there just and beat me for it. But you let them frogs? I didn't let them frogs. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. And I just know, I mean, it bothered me. I mean, I couldn't go to sleep. I was thinking, supposing I'm sleeping, I open my mouth, and that thing just go, just, you know, you hear, you know, you think about that. Or maybe it'll crawl in my ear or get by my nose, you know, things like that. If once you see a roach, don't you sleep like this? I don't know about you. I'm in a hotel sometime. I woke up one time. I was in a terrible hotel. These roaches, biggest roaches I ever see, they use Raid for mouthwash. I mean, these roaches like. I mean, bad-looking roach. They look at me and say, this is Cajun chicken here, boy. I just thought, I know them roaches are going to get on me. I just know them roaches. Man, I couldn't sleep. I rebuked them roaches. I rebuked them. I did everything I could to kill them roaches. And the Lord said, why don't you get up and stomp them? I said, that sounds good to me, man. I was busting roaches everywhere. I sent signals out the door. Don't come in there. There's a killer preacher. Keep them jokers out of there. Killer preacher. Don't look at me weird. You do the same thing, don't you? Now notice this. He said, when do you want me to get rid of these frogs? In other words, here's all the trouble in life. When do you want to cease from it? And to have the gall and audacity to say, tomorrow. What's wrong with today? What is wrong with the now? What do you say? Don't put off your answers to your problems when you've got something called faith that can get it to you in the now. Now, the Bible says now faith is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I get my prayers answered quickly because I don't pray them in the future. I don't even live in the future. I don't live in the past. I live in the present. I live in the now on a daily basis. I had a man ask me the other day, well, Brother Jesse, what do you think about the Azusa Street revival? What a great revival Azusa was, but it wouldn't work today. Azusa could not work today. It can't work with this kind of crowd. None of you people could be saved in the Azusa Street revival. It would be, especially you ladies, you got pants on, makeup on your faces, your hair's cut, you bunch of Jezebels. What are you doing? Bless God at a meeting. My God, looking like that. You couldn't operate in the Azusa Street revival and throw you out the door. And that was a great revival. But there's a revival that's starting that's greater than Azusa. That's God that's going to usher in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's here. It's starting today. Well, Brother Jesse, when can I see it? When you get rid of your frogs. People always ask me, how come you so happy all the time? Well, it beats being sad. I was sad for 24 and a half years. I lived for the devil with great tenacity. People said you had fun. I was drunk most of the time, but don't remember much of it. One time I was so drunk in Dallas, I put a nickel in a parking meter and gained an hour. I thought, they done changed the time on us here. That's drunk, ladies and gentlemen. I had the cops pull me over one time and took a chalk line and said, walk that line. I couldn't even see the street, much less the line. And I said, not till you put a net under it. You can tell, you might know where they brought me. Get this boy over here. My God, on Interstate 30, going from Arlington to Dallas, they used to have cows out there on the left. I was so stoned on booze and on drugs that I was watching a cow eat grass. And the Texas public said this. They said, what you doing? I went, say, man, you ever seen a cow eat grass, man? I mean, it's something to say, you know what I mean, man? And that cop looked at me. It was New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. He said, boy, how'd you get here? I said, I don't know. I was studying that cow eating grass, chewing the cud. Then I realized the Lord was prophesying to me. Let me ask you the question tonight. When do you want to get rid of your sin life? Do you want to wait till tomorrow? No, you want to get rid of it today. There was a person just last night that was healed. We were praying for people of heart, chest pains and things. And so healed that he went over to his tent or wherever he was staying. And his wife said, you sure you're healed? And he blew up an air mattress to show the woman he was. That just happened last night. Blew up an air mattress. Now, you know, I mean, that's a sign wonder when you can't hardly breathe and you're blowing up air mattresses. Think about that. Blowing up air mattresses. See, he decided to get his healing last night. Pharaoh, when do you want me to get rid of these frogs? Tomorrow. What are you saying? We're saying don't put off your answers to your prayers tomorrow. Use faith. It's in the now. I like what Brother Copeland says. Hope is earnest expectation. You see, I earnestly expect God to do what he said. And a lot of people ask me, do you really believe that? Well, I wouldn't have said it if I didn't believe it. I've got more people mad at me because I've had my prayers answered. I've had people pray for me to be blessed. I've had people say, oh, God, in the very beginning of my ministry, Lord, bless Brother Jesse. Lord, bless Brother Jesse. And God began to bless us. Then they get mad at me for God bless him. I said, well, you prayed about it. God answered your prayer. God began to bless us. You see, I didn't understand this Bible stuff. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you're from South Louisiana, you got to be Catholic at least once. Now, how many of y'all been Catholic? Hold your hand up. How many of y'all were told not to read the Bible? You'll go crazy. See? We were told, don't read the Bible. You'll go crazy. I said, I ain't messing with it. I'll never forget the first time I went to a Pentecostal church. I saw a woman go, whoa! I said, she'd been reading that Bible. She'd been reading that Bible. She's gone nuts. Better get that Bible away from that woman. And some of them had that chicken walker. Yeah. Yeah. And their hair was just wow, man, just going to breathe. So I walked up to the lady. I said, "You read the Bible, don't you?" She said, "Yes." I said, "I thought so." We were told, "Don't read the Bible, you'll go crazy." How many of y'all were told the same thing? Hold your hand up. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Man, so I said, "Stay away from the Bible. Stay." Man, if I see people with a Bible, I say, "Oh, no, 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 no." And when I start going to different churches other than, you know, Catholic churches, I seen how it began to progress. And then I realized the people that read the Bible were the people that got their prayers answered. When I'd pray, I never expected God to answer me. I'd say, "God, I got a problem. Do what you can." I was a gambling prayer. I'd pray prayers like people shooting dice. "Hey, God, come on, Jesus. Give me a break. Come on, give me a break, will you? I'm going to throw this 7 for you. It's your number. It's your number. 7. Snake eyes. No, no, snake eyes." How many of y'all prayed like you was gambling? So a lot of you people still do when it comes to healing. Most people don't do it when it comes to salvation. But when it comes to healing, they know by Jesus' stripes they heal. Jesus said, "I'll heal you today." They said, "Well, if it be thy will." You want them Pharaoh people. That's a frog going, "Ribbit, ribbit. Why don't you fry his legs? Why don't you just eat that boy? Huh? One more night with the frog. When you want me to get rid of these frogs? Tomorrow. Tomorrow? What do you mean tomorrow? I never forget when God called me into the ministry. I didn't want to go into ministry. I got saved. I was a musician. I was going to go to church and be a good Christian. I was going to support revivals. I was going to be a tither and a giver. Remember that, Kathy? I said, "I don't want to have anything to do." They said, "Would you play a song?" "No, no, I don't play music. I don't do any of that because that brought me in the world. I'm not messing with that. I'm just going to be a good Christian. I'm going to be a good Christian." I must have had probably, I'd not say the conservative figure, but 35 people asked me to come to their churches and talk to the youth people, give a testimony. Full Gospel Businessmen Association would ask me. I said, "No, thank you. No, no. I'm saved. Glory to God, I'm saved." And, you know, I said, "No, no." And the Lord began to deal with me. He said, "I want you to go in the ministry." I said, "You go. I don't want to go. I don't want to." I said, "Listen, I'm gonna support your work. I am a supporter. I'm gonna give it. God, you know I don't miss church, my God. You know I love you, but I'm not made for that kind of stuff. You understand?" So I told my pastor about it. You know, I said, "I feel God's calling me to the ministry." He said, "It's not right." I said, "Thank you, thank you." I said, "You see," he said, "it wasn't right." The Lord said, "He's wrong." I said, "Is he?" He said, "I told you I want you in the ministry." I said, "God, I really don't want to be in the ministry." He said, "I'm not asking what you want. I want you to do what I ask you to do." I said, "But God, I am a radical. People are not going to like me. You understand? Because I'm liable to say anything that comes to my mind." He said, "Well, you sound like me. I say anything comes to my mind." Well, Jesus said that. "Well, how come I didn't get my healing?" "Because you don't have the faith." Okay, man. Wait, whoa. I mean, you know, just speak your mind. Speak what I speak. So I went back to my pastor. I said, "Pastor." He said, "Jesse, you're not called." I said, "Well, what is this voice?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, pray and find out from it. God, if I'm praying wrong, you pray. Help me out. I don't want to do this. I want to help you. I'll help you." He said, "No, no, you don't want that." He said, "You're not qualified to be a minister. Your past is too bad." Oh, then I knew I had it. I said, "The Bible said he washed my sin never away, never to be remembered against me anymore. Is that what he said?" He said, "That's what he said." He said, "But he'll remember yours." I had no encouragement. Then I realized the Lord said, "What are you going to do? You're going to obey man or you're going to obey me?" I said, "I'm going to obey you." You know what I did? I went to ministry. You ought to have seen how I went to ministry. And I don't tell you to do this. Don't do this because Brother Jesse did. I quit my job. Don't do that. Unless God tell you, don't do that because you'll starve to death. Glory to God, I want to let you know that. You'll lose weight quick. Everything else around you will lose weight. But if God tell you to do something, do it. I just went to ministry. I decided to get that frog off my back. Amen. And what was my frog? My disobedience didn't want to go. I said, "What I'm going to say?" He said, "You're not going to say anything. You're just going to open your mouth and I'm going to give you utterances." I said, "Utterances?" Because he kind of gave me a little hint what they were. Since I don't know what I'm going to say. He said, "Utterances." I didn't know he was going to send a cow into my meeting in the first meeting. I didn't know I was going to get $1.85 for 3 days of preaching. I didn't know I was going to sleep in a bed that had enough holes in it like somebody been hunting. My God, you know what I mean? I had to put 4 or 5 parts of my body in each hole so I could try to sleep. I didn't know I had an outhouse that I had to share with bugs. I never forget the lady gave me, I had to use an outhouse to the bath. She said, when you go in there, there are rats in there. Kick the toilet, make sure there's not any down there. You better know I did that. Boom, boom. Hey, baby. Hello. I got me a light. Make sure I'm going to see some eyes or something here. I was going to pray God for a miracle. I wasn't going to them kind of disposals. I had no idea. But you know, the Lord was with me. The Lord was with me. I went out and everybody said, he's wrong. I went out in that ministry. I throwed that frog off. Everybody else tried to throw it back on. I just went out. And the man said, what are you going to preach? I'll never forget it. I said, utterances. He said, utterances. I said, the Lord say going to give me utterances. He said, you mean utterances? I said, that's it. Well, what's your text? Utterances. He says, it's utterances. Oh, utterance. I said, that's my text. Where are you going to take it from? In the Bible. Where at in the Bible? I said, ask God. He said he'd give me utterances. He said, well, I'd like to announce your sermon. I said, okay, I'll now tell him utterances. So he got up there and said, Brother Jesse's going to preach tonight on utterances. And I got up and I said, did anybody know what utterances is? And they went, no. I said, this is a right message. And I preached on Lazarus and the grave, on loose him and let him go. That was our job to loose him. It was God's job to raise him. Think about that. Yet most people tie people up. I had that frog on my back. I got rid of that frog.
Thank you for allowing me to minister to you each week on the broadcast. I'm excited about the partner offer we have for you this month. It's one of my classic sermons I preached many years ago. One more night with the frogs, you're going to see me young. God doesn't want you struggling with the problems of the world. What are they? Anger, unforgiveness, depression, disease. Jesus wants you free. Why not be free? Order your copy at jdm.org.
Happy New Year and welcome to Glorious Moments. You know, it's so wonderful to begin 2025 with praising God for His love, faithfulness, and power flowing in the lives of His children. Jesse and I give Him praise for calling us into the ministry and for using us to grow the kingdom for 49 years. And today, I invite you to celebrate God's goodness with me as I share three powerful testimonies. Let's begin with this glorious moment. Brother Jesse, I am 74 years of age, and I must thank you for making me laugh again. You see, over 40 years ago, a medical doctor told me the portion section of your brain that registers joy and happiness is no longer there. It's as though someone cut it out. It doesn't exist anymore. What a sad commentary. But this note is to thank you for being a gift to the body of Christ. You are a blessing. Shalom. Wow. You know, Jesus' joy isn't limited by science. God teaches us that laughter is important. Proverbs 15:13 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. I pray that God's healing joy has touched you through this program today. Now, this next testimony says, Jesse, I watch you all the time. In the past 10 years, I've learned so much from the scriptures from you than I ever have. My parents were in the ministry, and it wasn't a great experience. They went too far, and it turned me against church. Today, I know that God has always had His hand on me. I thank Him for your preaching and teaching. Love you and Kathy. Let's save some more people. You know, this world does need Jesus. And so let's share His testimony with someone today. You do that. And now I have one more testimony. It says, I just got my Voice of the Covenant magazine. Let me tell you, it was a shot of faith that I was missing. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. It lit my fire again. Back off, Satan. I love that. I pray that you've been blessed today, and I look forward to seeing you next time right here.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th. 2025.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is no, there's not. In my book, Give God a Job, you would discover that our magnificent God is ready and able to fulfill every promise that He has for you. It's time to ask in faith and start living on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, if you keep God busy, He will keep you busy. Order your copy of my book, Give God a Job, today at jdm.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, didn't I look young? I preached that 40 years ago. My God, what a blessing of God. Our product offered this month is my book, Give God a Job. Here it is. Listen, God wants you to keep Him working in your life. All you have to do is believe Him and stand on His word. How do I get this book? You can order a copy at jdm.org. Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year. What a blessing of God. Now, you know, when they told me they were going to run that sermon, I thought, my God, man, that's 40 years ago. I was so young as I am today. You know, my hair was kind of grayish white, I think very gray. But anyway, the Lord was so good and great. I hope you enjoyed it. It's one of my signature sermons that I preach, One More Night with the Frogs. God wants to help you get rid of anything that could be holding you back. So get rid of those frogs. He wants you to live free. And that's what it's all about. And the Bible said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. That is as good as it gets. Partners, thank you for all that you do for this ministry. Your glorious financial support has been so phenomenal. Now, we're in our 49th year of preaching this glorious gospel, and we've never had a financial deficit. Wow, let me start the new year off with this same wonderful statement. I trust you, you trust me, and we both trust God. Everybody behind the cameras are freaking out, right? Because I say it all the time. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing. Thank you for being so courteous and kind to support this ministry. 100% of what you give goes in the world of evangelism. We're totally debt-free. Been debt-free since 1982. Isn't that a blessing of God? So, my God, thank you for being a part. And tell other people about being a part of this ministry, because the joy of the Lord and the anointing of increase is on my life and on this ministry. And I mean that sincerely. Thank you for watching that wonderful show, One More Night with the Frogs. I think I'm going to go look at it again myself. Hallelujah. See how young I am. Till next week, we'll see you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye. Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, because it's doable? In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at jdm.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe.
Everything you see is a dream. If your members are bigger than your dreams, you're in trouble because you're not building a mental map on a road to divine destiny. The poorest person in the world is not the one without a nickel, it's the one without a dream. I am constantly dreaming. I'm constantly believing. I mean, I'm like a kid. Glory to God. I mean, why? Because what you dream will come to pass.